I want to take a look tonight at an intriguing Ramban in the story of Bilam, in the narrative of Bilam. Before you get to Bilam's speeches, Bilam's nevuos, Bilam is on the way, as we know, riding his donkey on his way to his rendezvous with King Balak, the king of Moab, and. The donkey, so we know that a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos speaks about this is one of the great nisim of all time, the talking donkey, a nace that the Mishnah lists among those nisim that are already built in to the fabric of the Bria. One of those nisim that was already, as the Mishnah puts it, created at the time of the Bein HaShemeshes, the very end of the Sheshes HaMei Bereshis. So the donkey ultimately speaks to Bilam after what? The donkey at one point just stops in his tracks. In Perek Chav Beis, the donkey refuses to budge. Why does the donkey refuse to budge? Because the donkey saw the Malach. The Psukim tell us that one time after another time, the Malach appears. The first in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Asson, the donkey sees the Malach, the Malach has a unsheathed sword. So the first time the donkey heads off the side into off the road into a field, and Bilam hits it to bring it back to the path. The second time around, the narrower road, the Malach is there in the middle of the road. And the donkey tries to squeeze to the side, and Bilam hits it some more. And finally, the third time, the Malach leaves. It's a very narrow road. The Malach leaves the donkey in a way. But Teira Ha'ason, the donkey sees the Malach, and it just stops. Bilam gets all upset, hits the donkey, and Pasuk Chavches Vayiftach Hashem es pi Ason. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a nace. Kashbah performs a miracle, and the donkey begins to speak to Balaam, and he says, "Ma'asi, what I do? How come you're hitting me?" And Balaam says, "What are you doing to me? Playing games with me? His halalt be?" And the Asan says, "Have I ever done anything like this? No." And then pasuk lamed aleph, "Vayigal Hashem is enei Balaam, vayaras Malach Hashem nitzav baderach." Reveals, uncovers Bilam's eyes. He gives Bilam the capacity to see that which he could not see before. And now Bilam becomes aware of that Malach and suddenly begins to understand what's going on. So again, as I mentioned before, the Mishnah in Avos in the fifth parak highlights the miracle of the donkey's speech. The Ramban points out, though, that there's something else very remarkable about the donkey as well. So let's take a look at the Ramban inside. Vayteira Asan Malach Hashem. The Asan sees the Malach. The donkey saw a Malach. Malachei Hashem haschalim hanivdalim lo yeira'u l'cheinayim. The Ramban says, you don't see Malachim with your eyes. They're not physical beings. They're schalim nivdalim. Literally, that means that they're abstract intelligences. Meaning that they're non-physical beings. They're metaphysical, spiritual creatures, malachim. They're not visible. They're not tangible. Ke'enam guf nispas b'mare. They're not a physical entity, a physical hunk of stuff that can be seen. They don't reflect light. When a navi sees a malach, or he's speaking with the Ramban speaking with great care, because the Gemara says that Daniel was not a malach, he had ruach hakodesh, and yet the psukim and Daniel describe Daniel having conversations with various interacting with various malachim. So that's what he says. When a navi or someone of a slightly lesser level, who has not nevuah b'ruach hakodesh like Daniel, when they see them, he doesn't say see, yasigu osam, they apprehend them, your mind grabs them. B'maros ha'nefesh ha'maskeles. That's not physical sight. That's your brain is connecting to the intelligence of the malach. Kasher tagil amalas ha'nevuah l'madrigah shatachta. A Jew is zocha to get to the level of nevuah, or one level below, level ruach hakodesh. So then I'm not seeing with my eyes. I'm understanding, almost like some sort of telepathy. My brain is connecting with the ideas that the malach is conveying to me. But it's not that I'm seeing with my eyes. Aval sheyusku leina behema yevsher. So there's nothing to see. It's a someone of extraordinary mind and spiritual development. His mind will directly connect with the malach. That's not going to be true for the 99.99% of humanity. Certainly, it's not going to be true for an animal. There's nothing to see, and the animal is not in the madriga to be able to connect with the malach in the way that a highly developed human being could. So Ramban, in other words, is saying Kedarko, not asking his question directly, but implying, what does it mean? The donkey saw? What type of miracle is this? She said, no. Alkein tuchal lefaresh v'teireh ha'asan. The Rabban says, there's nothing for the donkey to see. The donkey is not a bal madrega, obviously. It's going to be able to connect directly with the malach. So you have to explain, you have to interpret v'teireh ha'asan. It doesn't mean that it saw something. It means hirgisha b'davar mafchid osami la'avar. It means more generally the donkey sensed the malach. He didn't see anything, and he couldn't really have told. If the donkey could speak, actually he did speak. But you know, the donkey didn't necessarily couldn't have told you I saw an angel, I saw a malach. It just felt something scary. Davar mafchid osami la'avar. And it was the malach, Yatzel Satan. The malach had come to be a roadblock. Now the Ramban wants to know who where's your source in Tanakh for that? Could liros mean to sense rather than to actually see? He says yes. Alkein tuchal ke'inyan v'libi ra'a harbei chachma v'das. How do you translate that? My heart, my mind saw. Pasuk Koheles, saw a lot of wisdom. What do you mean? I saw a lot of wisdom. It means I understood. I'll give you a simple English example, right? You say, "Oh, I see what you're saying." What do you see? You didn't see nothing. There's nothing to see. I mean, if I'm using slides, I'm using a whiteboard. I show you a graph. Okay, I see what you're saying. But we're just having a verbal conversation. What do you mean? I see what you're saying. Rabbi says, that's exactly the point. That's how language is used. Sometimes to see actually means to see with your eyes, and sometimes it means to understand, to have mental apprehension. So that's what's going on with this chamor. It didn't see it. It didn't see the malach, but it understood that there's something's going on. The malach, the donkey had a feeling that something's frightening. This is not a place I want to go. Sheyomer al ha'sagal ol ru'os. It means he understood a lot of wisdom, doesn't he? I see your point, meaning I understand your point. There's nothing I actually see with my eyes. And then he says, I'll prove it to you. Rabban says, I'll prove it to you. What are when the donkey finally speaks, Kasha'ira Bahanes, Vesam Lohabori Adibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a couple of psukim from now, performs a miracle, enables the donkey to speak. What does it say? What should the donkey say? It's his first chance to speak in his life. What should it be saying? Yikes, I just saw a malach. The donkey didn't say a word about the malach. Look at the psukim. It did not breathe a word about the malach. V'tomra asnil abilam, pasuk lamed. Halo nochi asoncha, I'm your donkey, you've ridden on me. For so long, did I ever do anything like this to you? That's all the donkey says. Did I ever do anything like this? It says Ramban, Amr Labilam, the old donkey says, did I ever do anything like this? it left the Iker Chasam HaSefer. You should say, I just saw a Malach. The donkey didn't say that. Lo Yada. Well, you know why? Because it didn't see a Malach. It didn't know that there was a Malach there. Lo Yada Lama Asis Sa'ata Kain. Ki La'ansa Nasa Barkach. It didn't know why it stopped. It was just scared. That would be the best thing to say. Number one, wow, I saw a malach. Number two, you want to know how come I'm doing this to you? The answer is because there's a malach right over there with a sword. Can't you see? Well, Bilam accuses the Asan, how come you're doing this? He has nothing better to say than, well, did I ever do this before? That's not much of a that's not much of an argument. Say, look at the malach. The answer is the donkey couldn't say this. The donkey didn't have an explanation itself. Also hasagasa ladasa kol. It had no idea there was a malach. Malach Hashem v'chabar, but the pasuk says that the donkey sees the malach with a unsheathed sword. Ushatira cherev afki malach didn't see a sword. Didn't see a donkey. It just means it was scared. The malach was prepared to strike. The malach was prepared to attack. It got very, the donkey is very scared. It had the feeling as though they're about to slaughter it. And then he goes on to say, okay, he goes on to make the point that he discussed right in Parshas Vayera with Avram Avinu the Malachim. There's a long discussion about the Shita of the Rambam there. He said, look, there are those who say the Malachim are physically visible. Okay, so maybe the Asan did see it. And he says, look, it's also possible, skipping down a line or two, okay, normally donkeys can't see Malachim. Okay. Most people can't see Malachim. Donkeys can't see Malachim. Look, normally donkeys can't speak either. The same God who gave it speech miraculously didn't may have also given it the capacity to see. Maybe it didn't know there was a Malach. It saw it to the donkey. Look, there was a scary person standing in the way. So why didn't the pasuk say that the Asan was able to see the way it says by Bilam? Okay, the whole thing is one big nes. Okay, so the so again, what do we have so far? And then we'll see how the Ramban wraps this up. Ramban is pointing out that there are really two interesting features here. The second feature is that the Asan was able to speak. But the first feature is that the Asan was able to see the Malach. And again, ultimately he says that there are those opinions in Rishonim who say that Malachim, you know, sometimes B'derech Hines HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the Malach actually visible, physically visible. But the dominant view, according to Ramban, is Malachim are not physically visible. And when a Navi or a Baal Ruach HaKodesh has a vision of a Malach, that means that he doesn't see anything with his eyes. It's a mental connection. The ideas come into his head. That's why the Ramban's dominant approach in terms of the donkey is that the donkey had a premonition. The donkey sensed something scary, but he didn't actually see the Malach. Again, then he says, maybe he did see the Malach, he saw something. However you slice it, the if not the only nace, surely the dominant nace is not this the donkey seeing the Malach, but rather the donkey speaking to Bilam. So he says, hello, Davarhu. What's that all about? What's that all about? The donkey speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as both the Ramban elsewhere and the Rambam in several places point out, look, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the universe is logically equivalent to believing that any nes is possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do any nes that he wishes. He created the entire universe. He created the laws of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created physics and chemistry and mathematics and biology. So obviously he can suspend them at will. He can do any nes that he wishes. But at the same time, Rishon pointed out that when we study the Torah, study the Tanakh, we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu typically chooses to not do nisim at all, and when he does, he'll limit them to what's necessary. Typically, what's necessary in order to save a tzaddik or to save Klal Yisrael, sometimes in order to teach Ikari Amuna, for instance, as Ramban develops the end of Parshas Bo, one of the major purposes of the Makos, it wasn't really to accomplish a strategic goal. Only the last Makkah accomplishes a strategic goal. The first nine were just to teach Emu, to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes for a purpose, to save someone, to teach something. So what was the point of the Psichas Piha Asan? Okay, that was the main nes. Maybe the donkey did see the Malach, maybe the donkey didn't see the Malach. Either way, the main nes, if not the sole nes, is the donkey's capacity to speak. And again, Mishnah Ava says, as he mentions, Parakeh Mishnah Vav, Psichas Pia. And this nes goes back to, as the Mishnah describes, it was Nivra during the Bein Hashmashos of Sheshes Mei Bereshis. This was already built into the original plan of the universe that these nisim are going to happen, these miraculous flukes. Kadosh Baruch Hu read this was already part of the plan. That just heightens our surprise. What does this all mean? This is so significant. What was the purpose? What's the meaning of this? Why are we hearing about it? Where is the Nevuah Shehoteh Chol Doros? That's where Ramban ends. Let's try to understand, now that we sort of dealt with the practicalities of what this looked like, let's go from the what to the why. Tama Neis Hazeh, the only Neis, or certainly the main Neis, namely the donkey's capacity to speak, what was it supposed to mean? Laharos labila mi sam pela adam o mi yasum ilim. That was the point. This was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to Bilam. The message was the meaning. Very poetic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's like an object lesson for Bilam to notice. Ribono Shel Olam is saying, hello. The donkey is speaking. What a nes. Point being, ultimately, speech in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, you're a very talented man, Bilam. But that doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't turn the faucet off if he wants to, as we know is about to happen. Bilam is incredibly talented with his mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to totally turn his verbal talents on their head. He's going to try to be Mekalel, and instead brachas will be coming out of his mouth. Lahodio ki Hashem posech pianet lamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give speech to one who is mute, a person who is mute, even a donkey. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can endow a donkey with speech, all the more so, she'alein b'ritzano piyam midabrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deprive a speaker of his speech, or yasim b'fihem d'varim l'daber k'ritzano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can will that a person will say other things, as happens to Bilam. Ki ha'kol b'yado. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu typically choose to give us degrees of freedom, to give us Hashgacha Pratis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding Bilam, look, ultimately it's in Rebbe Shalom's hands. By the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get to typically enjoy freedom, Bechir Chavshis, to make choices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bilam, remember, I can pull back whenever I want to. He was a magician. He was a sorcerer. He was involved in divination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Bilam, don't do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding to Bilam. And he's supposed to get the hint. Right? Because again, that's when Bilam sees the Malach, He says, oh, lo yadati katani sevel krosni pasuk lamdam. Atim rabbein nachashu liam. If you don't want me to go, I'll go back. That's the wrong response. You're a sophisticated man. You're a man of nuance. You should be thinking with nuance yourself. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell you no for you to know not to. Kadosh Baruch Hu is implying this isn't Ratzon Hashem, and even Bilam was held to that standard. You understand what Ratzon Hashem is, even if it's not directly spoken, you need to respect it. So ultimately, what emerges is from this Ramban is that the nace of the Pi HaAson is a drives home for us two key themes. One is that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and even our capacities and our talents that we think of as ours, they're gifts in the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're meant to use well, and we're expected to use well, and we could potentially lose those capacities and talents that we claim for ourselves. That's number one. And number two is to respect the spirit of the law. To recognize that in the nace of the piyasana, HaKadosh Baruch was trying to convey to Bilam an idea. He didn't tell him you're not allowed to do it. But Bilam was supposed to get the message. HaKadosh Baruch expects of us to keep the letter of the law. HaKadosh Baruch expects of us to keep the spirit of the law as well. And these are some of the deeper messages of this fascinating nace that was, now we begin to understand the ways in which, yes, this nace was part and parcel of Briyas HaOlam because it conveys so many key ideas. I both say thank you so much.